Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Donette Palmore, and we are talking today about, is living debt-free really possible? Welcome to the show, Donette.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. I know we got an exciting show lined up for you guys today. I was saying right before the show started, all of a sudden I got butterflies, so I know that we are going to have an amazing show.
Yeah, it's great when we still get those butterflies. You know, we've been doing this for a while now, and then when the energy is intense and it's right, it's May 22nd today, 2020. I wanted to acknowledge the date for some reason, just because, you know, I mean, everything just seems to be on such a fast track right now. Sure. And it's like, you know, you and I were talking before the show, how we really have to, you know, be open to the change and be open to be flexible and not be fixed on anything, to be really fluid and flexible. And I think this show that we're going to talk about today, debt, and is it really possible to live? I want to have this conversation because normally when we talk about debt, the energy is really heavy. Somebody's line, Zach, can you see what, there's an interference with someone's line, if you can take care of that for us. So when we're talking about debt, generally, right, the energy of debt is really heavy. And what we want to do is we want to be able to live light. We want to be able to live light, and we don't want to live heavy. We don't want to put our bodies, our physical bodies, our life, our legacy through heaviness anymore. I mean, these are all choices. And so today when we're talking about is living without debt really possible? You know, our society, bank cards do not teach us that living without debt is possible, because we're trained the American dream, as we're going to talk a little bit more. The American dream, we've been trained to live the American dream, and the American dream was really built on debt. I'm definitely a person that was a victim in that dream until I personally chose to exit that dream and go a different direction. But today we're going to talk about what do they tell us that we have to have a FICO score to attain anything, to rent an apartment or to buy a car? And what if that's not true? That's we want to get to the truth of the matter. And what if you could attain wealth, rent an apartment, buy a car, all without debt? What would that look like? And has anyone done it? And Donette, you brought with you today two people that you're going to introduce us to here in a little while that have done it, right? That have done it. And that's what we're going to meet these wonderful ladies here today. And it's great that they're ladies, because when women are responsible with their money, and when women are empowered with their money, problems get solved. Don't you agree, Donette?
Yes. And they also empower other women to do the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like you've done with your own family. You know, let's give the audience a little background really quick. Again, you are our financial coach. You help people get out of debt. You, 5 years ago, was it 5 years ago?
About 6 years ago.
6 years ago, you changed your life.
Yep. I began my financial journey, being frustrated with my money, making good money, not knowing where it's going, not wanting my kids to walk in those same footsteps of we have to have debt to get anything that we want, and it's just going to be a struggle, and it's going to be stressful, and it's going to strain our relationships. But how can we make it better and make our future brighter without debt, without that stress? Like you said, debt is such a heavy, heavy burden that so many Americans carry.
Yes. And so then you had made that decision about 6 years ago. And at that time, your children were teenagers. Right. Pretty much around.
Yeah. Right around preteenish. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I know what it's like, you know, can you imagine as a teenager, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, the rules change. Everything changes. Now here are the new laws. Here are the new rules. Mom's changing the game. And that's what Donette did. And over the last three shows, she's brought on her children. Her son was on last month. And then the other two where the months before were her daughters. And then they'd shared their journey about how they felt about the whole situation when all the changes began. But what was really inspiring, meeting these amazing young influencers of our new world, is that they are living debt-free, and they know how to save, and they know how to be responsible with their money. And they are also set apart from their peers, because a lot of their peers, a lot of their friends, I personally asked them the question, you know, how do they feel? Do they feel different from their friends? And every single one of them was standing alone that, yes, they do feel different from their friends, because their friends didn't have this kind of upbringing, this kind of teaching. And so what Donette is doing is she's bringing this information forth so that you can empower your family lineage, no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what, but just begin now. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. It's so funny. When things happen, when we change, we just have to yell plot twist and just keep moving. And my poor kids had to learn that, you know, early in life, plot twist. We're changing the way that things work, the way that we're going to do things to make our lives better so that we have a better, brighter future and we can attain the things that we want to attain. We can become, like you said in the last show, we can become creators instead of just consumers.
That's it. And you know what? That is it. We're becoming creators instead of just consumers, because we've been a consuming society, a hoarding society, hoarding, holding on to things, you know, always making choices, thinking that we need this one thing in order to make our lives better, because we didn't slow down enough to really discover what is really meaningful to us, what's meaningful to the family, having the conversation between, you know, the family, sitting everybody down and having conversations about what's important to each person, what's each person's vision, where do they want to go? And then, you know, setting up the core values of, okay, is it financial freedom? Is it being out of debt? What is the American dream? Because you talked about the American dream, right? And so we just buy into the American dream because they say this is the American dream and this is what you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, if you were like I was, you find yourself living the American dream, having a house in the country club, you know, working at a job, working endless hours, feeling like a slave in the hamster wheel, and you're in debt and you're trying to stay one step ahead of, you know, chasing the wheel around.
Keeping the Joneses.
Yeah. And it was just really unsustainable. And that was for me where I was back in 2008. And that's when I decided I was going to change my life and live debt free. So that's a beautiful segue to how do we get out of the American dream? How do we get out of debt? How do we really find out what it is that's really important to us? And I think, ladies and gentlemen, if you, wherever you are right now, is really look at what is your definition of the American dream?
I think that's a great place to start.
Right? What is your definition of the American dream? Because no matter what they say, that's the American dream. But what is your definition of it? And I think that's a really good place to start, because I posted on Facebook this morning. I said that, you know, in the 21st century where we are today, I want to get back to the simple life, living on the little house of the prairie, like Little House of the Prairie, 21st century style.
Yeah.
Right. Is because I really want to go back to simple things, mm-hmm. Simple living.
And I think when we think about those things, and I see we're coming up on a break, but so we could just leave it. Like when we think about what the American dream was, it had nothing to do with material things, right? It was the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. It had nothing to do with things. So where did it go wrong? Where did things come in? And I was doing some research about this, and it came in the 30s when they introduced the GI Bill. And when they introduced the GI Bill, the sitcoms that we watched started promoting material things as the American dream. And that is when things changed.
That's when things changed. Wow. It's really good to look at things and do the research and really find out how did this even all begin? Where did it start from? Because a lot of times we buy into beliefs and we buy into a conditioning and we think that's the way of life. And, you know, we're giving our power away in those areas. And really now is the time. So for the audience that wants to call in today, you feel free to call in and talk to Donette and ask her some questions about your life and what it is that you can do if you're having financial challenges or whatever. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819 and come in and ask a question. We'll be happy to help you in any way that we can. We're going to take a break right now on the show, and then when we come back, we're going to continue on this wonderful, enlightening conversation of the 21st century on how to live debt-free. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Donette, and we're talking about how to live debt-free, and is that even possible? And one of the things we're going to bring to your attention now is to what are some of the ways that we can, you know, buy things or, you know, experiences without putting them on credit, right? How can we do that? And that's what you really want to educate us on how to do that, Donna.
Right. Because a lot of people, one of the things is, how am I going to buy this and how am I going to buy that? That's one of the first things that people say. But I think it's really important to go back to know what's important to you and not to lose focus of that before you make any kind of decisions, is to think about what do I want to do with my life? What do I want to accomplish? And what is important to me? Because if we don't sit and do that, we get shiny object syndrome, right? And we start running off this thing. And we got to make sure we're not letting anyone else define it for us. Don't let them define your American dream. You'd get to define it, right? We have that choice. That's what this freedom is about. So we went from our creator to consumer. Now, how do we get back to creator? And I think, like you said, Cornelia, we are going back on that track. I think especially in this time, it has shown us what is important to us and what isn't. What we could do without things. We could do it without a lot of things. And I think we're going to kind of go back into that in this next chapter of our country. And I'm excited about that because simpler is better. When we have all this stuff, we get cluttered, we get bogged down and stressed out.
Well, you know, when we were preparing to go live and I was meeting your audience, the people that you're going to introduce us to here in a little bit, I was asking everybody, what are you all doing this weekend? People are cleaning things out. People are cleaning out their house. They're donating things. They're getting rid of things. And that's because over the years, you know, we collect things, we take things on, and that we just want to become lighter and lighter, more simple. We're more efficient. We can operate more efficient. We're more freer when we can feel less bogged down by stuff. And we listen more to our intuitive guidance when we're not cluttered and we have a free space. We can, you know, we act cleaner, purer. And that's our evolution of the new world, right?
I totally agree with you. So one of the things I want to say is, yes, we have to go back to our why. That's our first our first thing is our why, what's important to us. But then educate yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to the internet. You don't have to listen to the media. Go research it yourself. What are the pros and the cons? That is, people in the age of technology and information, we are some of the most uneducated people ever. So go research it. Research both sides too. That's super important to know both sides and what people have said about both of it. The credit card companies, you guys, have done a ton of research on you and your behavior with money. Tons. Millions and billions of dollars. And they wouldn't be in business if they didn't. So they have studied you and they know what's going to get you to sign up for that credit card or what's going to get you to spend more on that credit card than you really should be. And I think another thing is also to know what a credit score is and how it works.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they really shouldn't call it a credit score because it's not a credit score. It's a debt score because it measures the interaction that you have had with debt, not with credit, with debt.
That needs to be flipped. I mean, you know, because people, again, when people associate the credit score, you know, with credit, right? And that makes it seem like it's nice and it's great. But if we're telling the truth about it, it's a debt score. And that's a whole, because it's always what's underneath it. That's why we want to have the conversation so we can really look and examine all of these things and look at what you're signing up for.
Yes. Yes. It's not about the free t-shirt or the pizza. It's your interaction with debt, you guys. So really just do your research. Look at your why. Know what's important to you and what you're trying to accomplish in this life. In my opinion, debt holds us back. We become slaves to these payments that we have to make for the things that we did in the past. It's almost like, you know, we're paying for our past every month because we're not paying that off. We're carrying it on from month to month. And if you look at the credit card bills, if you have it comes and it tells you how long, if you made minimum payments, it's going to take you to pay that off. Sometimes it's like 20 or 30 years. I mean, how depressing. You're going to pay for something you did today for 20 to 30 years. That just shouldn't be that way. Think about what happens if that payment was being invested. What kind of money could you make? I mean, we're so willing to pay, let's say 15 to 30% on Starbucks, McDonald's, whatever it is we buy with those cards, but we're not willing to invest in ourselves and make 10, 15%. We got to think about that, right?
Yeah. And I really feel like, you know, this whole pandemic, this was a perfect time. It brought many gifts. It has brought many gifts to us, even though there has been a lot of trauma and tragic with it also. But if you look at the gifts that it has brought, it's brought us a lot of gifts because we're pressing the reset button and we get to redefine again how we want to relate with the world. And that's, there's so many gifts that has come out of it. I mean, and including when Starbucks was closed down, you know, many people were like feeling like, oh my God, what am I going to do without my Starbucks? And then they had the experience of not spending the money on Starbucks. And then how much money are you saving every single day that you could be investing with what it is that you're talking about? But you nailed it by saying, you know, what are your core values? What's important to you? And what is it that you want to do? What is the definition of your American dream? Because if you decide that you want to be debt-free, that you want to be financially free, that you want to, you know, live simply, then what actions are you willing to take to back that up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can say we can do anything. We just can't do everything. So we need to decide what our anything is. What are we going to say no to so that we can say yes to other things?
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
That is. And, you know, making a sacrifice, not sacrificing yourself, you know, like there's a big difference with sacrificing yourself, but making a sacrifice that, you know, like even if you're choosing a new way to eat, and you're choosing a new behavior pattern to eat, you know, to cut out something. Like I'm in this real cleaning phase right now of totally letting sugar go. And it's been a hard piece for me because I was raised on sugar. And that's been a really hard thing for me to let go. And then also everything in our food supply has sugar in it. So you're looking at a carb person that likes carbs, but really cutting the sugar all the way out. So you make that sacrifice and the rewards are going to be much greater than what you might be experiencing, you know, while you're making the shift. It
yes,
takes
absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
Drop the instant gratification thing,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely. It's like that butterfly, right? When the caterpillar is becoming the butterfly, there's a struggle. There's a fight. But what comes out of it is absolutely transformation and beauty. And that's, you have to want that. You have to want that and be willing to go through that. And one of the sad things I've seen is I've had clients who are paying their credit cards on time so that their FICO score is good, but they're not eating. They're sacrificing their food. And that is not okay.
Yeah.
That is not okay. We can no longer let the credit bureaus dictate our relationship with money. You have to take control.
Yes, just like you have to take control over your life, over your healing, over your health, taking control over your finances is a really important step. And nowadays, you know, we have so many resources available to us. So many. I mean, like even, you know, there's all the podcasts that are out there and Donette is continuously bringing us amazing resources that you can use. You have a free blueprint that people can, a budget sheet that people can get from you. Where can they access that?
The link that you guys put in the show. Also, talking about our why, I'm doing a free defining your why next Saturday. So there's a link for you guys to sign up at that for that as well. So it's a free workshop on creating your why. It's really, really awesome, and it's going to really help you focus on what's going to be important to you and where to go from here.
Yeah. So there's no excuse. The resources, these are free tools that are being offered. So it's like right now, it's like, you know what? Say, I'm done with this and I'm going to change this. And then everything in the universe is going to rearrange itself to support you in order to, you know, make that happen because you decided, you chose it, and you're going to do it. I mean, wait until you hear our stories that are going to be shared here in just a few minutes. Do you want to, Donette, introduce us to our first guest? We'll introduce and then we'll go on our next break and go from there.
Yeah. Awesome. So I have two amazing women here. One is my aunt. I admire her and adore her. She's like the big sister I never had because I'm the oldest. And she's going to be talking about how she's lived a debt-free life. And then the amazing Abby, who is a former client, who is also living a debt-free life. And I think their stories are important because it is possible. And it's not just me telling you it is, but I wanted to bring in people who are actually doing it.
Wonderful. Well, it's nice to meet you ladies. And when we come back, we're going to hear your stories about you are living your dream. You are living the American dream and you have done it. And it's going to be so great to hear you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Donette, you're gonna bring on Abby, and Abby is one of your former clients. And I love nothing more than to hear the testimonials from people whose lives have been transformed and changed, and now they're living the American dream.
That's right. Yes, this is Abby. She, like you said, she's a former client. We worked together for about 2 years, 2.5 years, something like that. She's debt-free. She not only cash flowed through her wedding, but her honeymoon. And she has enough saved that she will be able to live for 1 year if she lost her job. So that is pretty amazing.
Yay! Actually, Zach, we should have like applause in the back. Huge applause, you know, confetti coming down. I mean, that's huge, you guys. It's huge. It really is. It's like, girl, you've come a long way. And that's wow, you should get an award.
Yeah, she should. So, Abby, I wanted to ask, what was your financial life before you met me? What was it like?
So before I met you, I really just floated myself on my credit card. So I was living paycheck to paycheck. And every time I got paid, I would pay my credit card bill off. And I would have pretty much nothing left as far as cash goes. And would just charge everything to my credit card moving forward. So I really happened upon Donette. My boss really invests in the well-being of his employees, and so he hired her to coach our whole team. So I just stumbled upon Donette and Dave Ramsey's 10 Steps, and I really am almost embarrassed to say that I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even realize that I had no actual cash accumulated, and, you know, therefore no real value to my name. So it was just really eye-opening for me to see where my money was going, learning how to create a simple budget. And the biggest thing was the empowerment of what I get to spend my money on rather than what I have to spend my money on.
That's good. I love that. That sounds really fun. What got you excited about being debt-free?
Just the idea of financial freedom. I love the possibility of traveling all over to different countries. So you need a lot of cash flow for that. Also, I hope to buy a home sometime soon. So the idea of building a home that's mine with my family is also something that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you get to watch your dreams become a reality. And not just say, well, one day, well, that's not never going to happen. But you actually get to say it's going to happen. That's pretty awesome. What were some things going through your mind during the coaching?
Well, the main thing that was going through my mind was that this should be in the public education system. Everybody should get to learn how to deal with their finances. It's just so simple when you have a clear plan drawn out for you and, you know, the budget worksheets and the debt snowball and all of these concepts are actually really simple. It's almost shocking that they don't come naturally to you. So it was a huge light bulb for me to just have it all laid out in front of me in an applicable way.
Well, I love what you just said. You know, it needs to be in the educational system. I agree with you 100%. Just like I agree, I feel like what should be in the educational system is how to process our emotions, how to process our emotions and how to feel our feelings and educate people with how to do that. And, you know, that right from early on, because these are all the basics for living. And I think that how old would you say, maybe the 10th grade, 9th grade, where this kind of stability, making a budget, saving should be part of the teaching, right?
I would say even before that.
Before that? Because you're teaching teens, Donette, now. So what is the age group? Because, I mean, here's the thing. We are the ones that are deciding how it's going to be, just like we're the ones that are defining the new American dream. So we're the ones that are going to say, this is what we want. This is how it's going to be. So what is the age group?
As soon as you can, start teaching your kids about money, how money works, where money comes from, because we don't just go to the bank and get it out. We don't just is not just magically there. We have to work for it. That's where money comes from. So even doing little kids and you giving them these chores or commissions. So there's things that my kids had to do because they were part of the family. Then there was things they did that they got a commission for. So if they didn't do it, they didn't get the commission, because if you don't go to work, you don't get paid. And those are good values and morals to teach your kids so that they don't think, oh, okay, well, I just don't feel like going to work today. No big deal. Well, if you don't go to work, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. Yeah. Bills are just a natural part of life. So is early, you know, having your kids pick up their toys. Are they going to get anything for that? No, but we're going to say, yay, good job. And they're going to start getting praises. And as they grow up, you start having them do age appropriate things and start teaching them, even if it's pennies, here's 2 pennies for doing this and 2 pennies for that. And then showing them how to give, save, and spend. Those are important. And as soon as you can do that, the better.
I love that. So Abby, what are you doing now, you know, that you you feel good, like, you know, like a lot of people have been really affected financially by this whole pandemic. And you sound like that you've had your finances in order for a while, that you can live 1 year without that year. So how did that empower you as you were experiencing the last 3 months of your life?
Yeah, with all the uncertainty going on, it was just nice to know that if my husband or I were to lose our jobs, we had enough saved to help us get through the next year. It really saved on the stress levels that I know a lot of people are feeling right now. So we felt very, very lucky to have had the education and were able to put it into action. So it was much more comfortable for us.
That's how so has that separated you from your friends or your family?
You know, it's hard to say. It really feels like we value saving more than material things. I see a lot of my friends, you know, they really value things like designer brands or cars or jewelry. And my husband and I really focus on things that will help us build a life together and will grow value in the future rather than on things that are just going to give you kind of an instant high.
That's awesome. That's great. So living debt free, what has that done for you? Because it's like this new concept, right? Debt free, oh no, we can't do anything. But what can you do and how does it liberate you? How does it empower you?
Right. Well, for me, it's just the choices. Right now, you know, we have all of our savings saved up and we're trying to decide, you know, do we want to take a big vacation? Do we want to spend it on a house? There's so many different options. It's really, where do we want to invest our money? In this changing economy, whether it's a good time and whether we even the fact that we even have the choice is just empowering.
That's awesome.
So that this has been, you've been since Donette, you've been living this way now for like 2 years now. Is that right?
Over 2 years, probably at least three and a half years.
And so that was a wonderful investment that you made in order to hire her as your coach and to help you build a solid foundation. And now you've got those core principles and it's like your lifestyle. That's your new life, right?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds cheesy, but it absolutely changed my life. It changed the entire way that I look at money, that I look at my bank account, and that I look at my finances.
Yeah. That's so cool. You know, cash flow is king.
Absolutely.
That's the mantra. Cash flow is king. I mean, and that's where we all, you know, can really get better at this, is to have a greater sense of cash flow and do things without incurring debt, right? Incurring debt and taking on more debt. Because we talked about it earlier, is that the heaviness that debt has, and it keeps you enslaved in the system, and it makes you feel like a slave. And I mean, my gosh, can you imagine all the suicides? The national suicide, has been, the numbers have been skyrocketing now, is because most of that, I know that a lot of people are just not feeling like they can find a way out financially.
Yeah.
And so it's really, there's so many things that, that, like you said, Abby, it changed everything. It changed everything in your life. And that's why we do these shows, to offer people positive examples of what it looks like when lives have been changed. And that, yeah, it takes some work, takes some time to change the habits and patterns and behaviors, but you can do it. Right, Don?
Absolutely. You can do it, and it's absolutely liberating. It is almost an indescribable feeling to not have to worry about that payment that has to be made. But now you got a raise because you're not making those credit card payments, right? You have a raise. What could you be doing with that money? Could you be investing it? Could you be going to the next goal, like Abby is trying to, she has a savings now. She's deciding, what can I do with this? What is our next step? What is our goals? And the communication between them as a newlywed couple is absolutely incredible, especially about finances, because we know it's one of the reasons people get divorced all the time is finances. And they went into their marriage talking about it and in agreement with it. And they are dreaming together. And that is, woo, amazing.
That's the new relationship. That's the new partnership. It's the new way to relate, talking about their finances openly and both feeling empowered and inspired. And that's what mom and dad need to do. And they need to bring the kids and on the table and everybody open it up and talk about it all. So everybody has a vision. Everybody has a why. What you say, Donette, knowing what your why is. We're going to skip this last break. I want to be able to have you introduce us to your aunt.
All right. Awesome. Did she unmute? Okay. This is my aunt Clydette. She is an inspiration to me, and she has also chosen to live debt-free. And I was talking with her about her journey and how she became it, and growing up and what she saw in her house. And what's really cool is she's paid off her house and she's on the verge of retirement. I mean, how many people go into retirement with a paid off house?
Yeah, not very many. We need applause.
Not very many. So I wanted her to also come on and tell about her journey and her story. And just that as women, you know, there's two real examples here that you can do it. It's absolutely doable for you. So one of the first questions I wanted to start off was, what was one of your first memories about money?
It kind of goes back to what Abby said. When I was in kindergarten, the local bank would send over a teller once a week, and we would be able to put money in the savings account. And they gave us a little booklet. They stamped it with our money, and then it'd come back the following week, and then we'd get interest. So we were learning in kindergarten. That was a few years ago. We were learning then about money and how to save. So that was my first experience with saving money.
Hmm.
Somehow that got lost along the way.
Yeah, because I don't remember that
one. Omeg too.
Omeg too. Okay. Wow. You know,
all those things have disappeared.
Okay. Yeah. And what was it like in your home with money? What did you see and experience?
In my family, my father was a saver, and my father was older than my mother. So he had lived through some crisis and believed in paying cash for everything. He did not believe in credit. And my mother was the total opposite. She wanted to spend every dime he had if she could. And so I kind of looked at both options, what was going on with them. And my dad was a lot more stronger and felt more confident because he did have that money and he did work hard and saved. And where my mom was always a little sketchy and worried about money and trying to get it so she could spend it. I wanted to be more independent like my father.
That's cool. That's really cool that you were able to see the different, you know, the models, and that you were able to make the choice that I see this. I'd like this. I'd like to model after this, because again, we go by our conditioning, and you could have gone the other way, And you chose that way. And so you were already on that right track, right? You chose the right way that was going to bring you that greater freedom. Mm-hmm. So is that what influenced your life?
Yes, because I realized having money brought freedom. And also earning money, you can get what you want. We grew up in the household, if you want something, you have to go earn it. So I always, you know, did door-to-door sales. I sold lemonade. I did whatever it took, you know, so that I could save money and have it for when I wanted something besides Sears clothes.
I think that's a really important part also is allowing your kids to earn money and work. And I see a lot of people like, oh, no, they have too much homework. Oh, no, they're in 10 sports. They can't go work. It's very, very important to have your kids work because they're going to do that the rest of their lives. So to put them in a good work ethic in the beginning, if they want to go have a lemonade stand, support it. Let them go out there and do it. If they want to go work at the McDonald's or the Starbucks, let them go do that. It's a great experience. They learn a lot. And studies have shown that them going to school and having a job, they actually get better grades. They learn a lot of life skills doing that stuff. So that's important. What made you want to live a debt-free life? Because you pretty much have.
Pretty much. I don't think I've ever, with exception to owning a house.
Yeah.
It's the only time I've always paid cash for all of my cars. If I decided I wanted a car, I would just save so that when it came around time, then I would just buy a new one. Kind of person that my cars last between 10 and 15 years. I don't, you know, so that kind of helps me become more financially independent. And I'm sorry, Donette, I forgot the.
I know, what made you want to live that way? Because you heard that a while ago. It wasn't like something you've come across now, but you've always had that in you.
It's independence. I am independent. I don't have to depend on anybody. Don't have to rely on anyone but myself.
Oh, that's the sovereign way. That's a beautiful way. I love that. I love that form of independence because you're going to make sure that you're taken care of 100%. You can trust yourself. You're self-reliant and you're independent. And that truly is freedom. That is freedom.
Yeah.
And those are values that were important to you. And so mm-hmm. I understand what you mean about the car. So my car, I bought my car in 2004. And just now I am deciding just now that I'm actually going to take about $1,500 now, maybe $2,000. And I'm going to put it into my car and I'm going to keep my car another year just because I don't want to do the car payments. I don't want another car. My car is great. It's mm-hmm. I bought it in 2004, right? And I'm going to keep it another year. I don't care. It's great.
Good. Yeah. Abby, what are some things that happened in your home that shaped the way that you dealt with money as an adult?
Abby, you're muted. Okay.
Sorry about that. For me, I, you know, my parents were always savers. They never lived beyond their means, which was really good. Which was a really good example for me. The other thing is they made me get a job from the time I was able to work, which I think was about 16 in California on. So I always knew the value of saving my money. At the end of high school, there was a big Europe trip and my parents said, we'll pay for the flight, but you have to save all your other money for the rest of the trip. So that was like a big thing that I saved for that really paid off at a younger age. That helped me kind of learn how to be good with my money.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't have to depend on my parents. This is pretty cool. what are some things you two would say to people listening? What is some advice that you have for them?
I think my advice to people is live below your means. You know, pay yourself first. Give yourself X amount. I used to give 20% to myself to savings. And then I would buy or do whatever I wanted to do. But, you know, live below your means. And think about, why do you want to spend $3.50 for a cup of coffee every single day? I mean, it all adds up. And that's, a lot of times what I would do is I'd look at something, what it costs, and then if it was something ongoing, I'd multiply it and figure out what it cost me a year. And it's like, no. You know, it's not just $3.50.
Yeah.
And I think that's helpful when you start thinking about looking at it that way.
No, that's very true, because I've done things like, people say, oh, I'm only spending, you know, $20 a day on food, whatever. And then you add it up and they're it's thousands of dollars a year. And they're like, oh, they don't realize that.
Abby, I love that. I love that. I love that, that you look at everything like that and that you're saying live beyond your means. That's a really, that's below. That's below. Yeah. Live below. you know, that's a different mindset than we've been trained to live by the American dream, and that is to put everything on credit and that live beyond our means in that way. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So I really think that's a wonderful way to go. That should be put on the t-shirt. What about you, Abby? What's your advice?
For me, it's pretty much along the same lines. It would be that, you know, truly happiness and money, I mean, having money and having a good savings account gives you comfort, but wealth is so much more than the fancy things you can buy. It's the relationships you have. It's feeling comfortable day to day. It's making the right choices and not trying to live up to somebody else's standards, because it's so easy to get caught up in that. So I really think that just focusing on what really is important and it will help you realize, you know, maybe you don't need a splurge on that car, you know, and maybe you don't need, you know, that certain piece of jewelry, and truly your time will be better spent on you know, spending time with family and learning new skills and seeing the world and different things like that.
That is awesome. That's pretty awesome. And I think going back to your why, knowing what your goals are, knowing what's important to you. I mean, I say it on every single show and I say it in every single workshop I do. I say it to every single client I have. You have to go back to your why. If you guys don't know what you're shooting for, you're going to get distracted by the shiny objects and you're going to fall off and you're going to get frustrated. Next Saturday, I am having a workshop on creating your passion, creating your why. It's a free workshop. It's a little bit early in the morning if you're over here in California. I think it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, but show up. You can keep your camera off. You don't have to participate. But we're going to walk you through on how to do that. Because you know what? Sometimes we just don't know how to figure it out. And that's okay. That's why we have resources and we have education. We can learn new skills and things like that, so that we can go learn how to do that, because somebody else has already put the work in for us in that subject. So we've done it. Come to the workshop next Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm doing it with another coach. He's a lot of fun as well. You can do my free budgeting workshops.
We got to close it out.
We got to go.
So what's the link? Give us the link. Speak the link.
The links are going to be down in the wherever you guys post them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much, Clydette and Amber. It was wonderful to have you with us today. And thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.